Oh, it's great. I mean, it's a fantastic community athletics facility. All the outdoor training facilities that athletes need. Dedicated throws area, which we haven't had before. The infield's looking great. The guys from contractors who do Wembley have done a fantastic job of that infield. Track's been cleaned. Lots of kids running around. Couldn't be happier.
Right, the obvious question then. Is it as good as that place over there? We can just see the floodlights of Don Valley Stadium.
I think you'd have to ask the athletics clubs about that. As far as I'm concerned, everything I've been told by the people that know Sport England, UK Athletics, is that this delivers exactly the same quality of training facility for outdoor athletics.
There has been a lot of flack at the council about their decision to close Don Valley Stadium. Is this the best alternative we could possibly have? Is this better? Is this as good? What do you think?
This was always the plan. This was the pragmatic, rational decision to the massive squeeze on public sector finance. It's the position that we're in. I think it looks great. I've heard from the clubs that they're really happy that it's a dedicated facility for athletics. They won't have to share with any other sports. The partnership with Sheffield Hallam is really exciting. And I'm really optimistic that athletics will continue to flourish in Sheffield.
From the council's point of view, what do you do now? Is it kind of Hallam have got this, it's hands off, or do you work with them to improve, you know, some of the signage, some of the car park facilities? There's things still to do here, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The main thing was to get the core facilities up and running. We've got a partnership going forward with Sheffield Hallam. They've taken a lease on the facility, but with a steering group which involves us and the clubs around making sure that the programming delivers what's needed. And, you know, as funding opportunities arise, as they do from central funds such as Sport England, then we'll work with them on the future plans.
So how happy are you today? How relieved are you? Because last time I was down here, well, not the last time I was down here, there was a port cabin that was overgrown, it was full of glass. This seating area wasn't particularly nice. The track was okay, but not very shiny, and the infield was pretty horrible. How do you feel today?
I feel really happy and I am a little bit relieved. I've been saying all along that we would deliver this. I had confidence in the officers of the council who were responsible for doing it. But it is great to be here on a beautiful sunny day with everything that we promised here. So I understand the clubs are happy. That's great. Full of people. Couldn't be happier.
What next for the site down the road, for the Don Valley Stadium? Obviously, the tendering process continues to try and find somebody to demolish it. That's going to be quite an expensive job, isn't it?
Today's about this stadium. We'll move on to Don Valley when we get there, I think, is what I'd say about that. I just want to celebrate this achievement today.
Is it an achievement? Is it an achievement that we've got this? Because some people will look at it and say, actually, we've closed down a major sporting facility. Would you describe this as an achievement?
It's an achievement, given the huge cuts that we've had to the city's sport and leisure budget. It's, in my opinion, an achievement to have managed to pull in the funding from UK Sport, to spend a relatively modest amount of capital investment to bring, as you say, a disused facility that was looking past its best back up to what we've got here today.